Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Killing Cult Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandma Bill. Welcome, one and all. Summer Revival Invitation, where applicable. I teach church mice Peter and Paul every day. We continue to grow exponentially with your help by paying it forward. We are growing in that regard. We thank you for that. We're here now in our sixth year of three audio version shows daily. My YouTube offering is Bill Holt at 8792. Please like us, give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe. We're comfortable in doing so. We're growing one star seed at a time. We do daily poll questions, usually two, each and every day, pertinent to whichever specific subject matter of that day is contained within the description of the show. We're encouraging folks to interact and leaving their voicemail messages at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour podcast show voicemail message board. Thank you. Today, gonna revisit something that I started doing some studying on a tad and research a couple of months ago. When I started doing the history of the radio in and of itself as the instrument, talking a lot about Tesla, Marconi, at the inception of its invention, and then did a subsequent few series about serial, S-E-R-I-A-L, radio, in the series of the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and then as television got its real roots in onset, we visited that. And then, flashing forward all the way up to the year of 2000, when radio podcasting really got its inception with Adam Curry and David Weiner. Adam Curry, probably the podfather, godfather of. Now, 24 years into audio, radio podcasting. So after the 10-second break, I'm now into that study on my own, and maybe about 45 days in, the balance of March. Going to be doing predominantly more of my radio shows, still in tandem with my videos and my daily offerings at YouTube. I'll be doing a taping, good Lord willing. We're going to reattempt reaching out to friend Tim Doyle over in China, talking about the Path of Oneness a little bit later today at videotaping. We'll be talking about corruption and greed. So let's take that 10-second break and start to look at podcasting, both audio and video, and some of the histrionics within. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Thanks for doing so. So let's take a look at some data. As it pertains to radios, radio podcasting, episode snippets. What better way to entice someone than to listen to your full episodes as you offer your podcasting a snippet of what they can expect? Short, intriguing video or audio clips usually are a perfect way to spark curiosity and give audiences a taste of what you have to offer that's going to disseminate your show from others. If your show is audio only, you may want to experience with audiograms. These are still images that are adapted into a video file using elements like your voice, dynamic graphics, transcriptions, and audio waveform. Audiograms are usually between 30 and 60 seconds to emphasize key moments from episodes and then hopefully enticing viewers to tune in. To make the most of audiograms, include a picture of whoever or whomever is speaking, or use your episode cover art, whatever that may be, as the visual asset. You want to entice your audience with cliffhangers and key quotes from the episode, or promote past episodes that had important insights. Attempting to make it playful by posing a question that's answered in our episodes with a shorter timer and then play the quote back from an episode once the timer is up. Posts that have longer viewer retention tend to have better reach. Video snippets jumped on the video podcast bandwagon a few years ago. If you have a wealth of promotional material at your disposal, even more good news, using videos to promote your podcast may help you gain more traction than static visuals. Social platforms, there's the rub, really pushing this type of content to the top of the Explore and For You pages can get challenging. Compelling moments of your shows, wherever they may be housed, audiograms can share the most intriguing or hilarious bits of your episodes through video snippets. During the editing process, trying to mark the timestamps of the moments with the most potential to make the overall clipping a little bit more processable, if that's a word, for social smoothness in social media. Make sure each clip stands out on its own. Hopefully, viewers should be able to understand the shorter videos without the context of the full episode. Don't be afraid to vary the lengths of your videos. TikTok, which I don't imbibe on personally, Instagram not that much, but TikTok and Instagram seem to thrive on quick, snappy clips, but audiences on LinkedIn and YouTube are open in the percentile to longer videos. What goes on behind the microphone? Who is the creator or the team that makes the magic moment? Sharing behind-the-scenes content, hopefully, can be perceived as a little bit value-added, peeling back the glass onion, connecting with the audience on a deeper, more personal level. We said that happened. Greg, who takes care of all the audios, video connections, YouTube, LinkedIn, Zoom and what have you, over at our weekly guided Alliance meetings led by Sakali Brzezinski. We just had another great one last Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Each and every join us there. But they give a glimpse. Greg gave a glimpse of his abode, very nice, and his equipment, quite extensive, on how he pulls off the green background and tying us into all the connections. So let's take a 10-second break and we'll come back and probably try to wrap this up within 30 minutes on our continuing overview and look on how to refine radio podcasting while balancing it with audio podcasting as well. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back. And a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. Lots of times when I take these 10-second breaks to yourself, believe me when I tell you, in reality, they're usually a lot longer for a number of reasons. Behind-the-scenes communications with upcoming guests, equipment that we're talking about, different versions of the shows, production, yaddy-dee, yaddy-dee-da. Guess who I just heard from? Tim Doyle, in regards to our upcoming for the second day in a row. Believe me, Tim will chuckle, because on my side of life for a while in studios and what have you, and towers, we were having intermittent troubles with recording. Suffice it to say, Tim was having camera issues. His camera died. It's not funny. Tim understands when I chuckle along. This is the appreciation of fellow podcasters, just that in and of itself. It's the trials and tribulations we all live with, equipment. So Tim has to order a new camera. Tim will be on my show. He may be on my radio show. He literally just reached out moments ago to cancel the video because he can't while we're working on his camera issues this time around. I'm still working on my own, updating. Tim will be on video when he gets his own equipment situated to do so, and making his own video podcast for his own format at the Path to Oneness. So what I want to do is change midstream because of that a little bit, but that's a good example of where we'll pick this portion of equipment up later. I want us all to please go to the Path to Oneness. I'm actually typing it in myself right now, and I'm going to try to synopsize real quickly what Tim and I will expand upon when we get the equipment glitches and so on and so forth. So, the website, thepathtooneness.com, wherever you come in on your degree of familiarity now with Tim and myself and the shows, when you get there to do so, thepathtooneness.com/videos, that page is where I'm going to try to real quickly find the specific video there that Tim and I were going to and will break down, still talking about the 55th teaching within the, here it is right here. Okay, thanks for bearing with me. We're literally doing this on the fly. Okay, Tim and I, whenever we get together, will be talking about the 55th teaching class, which is entitled The False Teachings of the Corrupt World Organizations. Yesterday, in the prelude of setting up what we were going to tape about that subject matter, I mentioned about corruption, the history of, but this is the Path to Oneness membership guide on how the Golden Ones and Tim espouses upon such things as a deeper look at corruption, those corrupted leaders, individuals, society, dictators, czars, pharaohs, organizations, religions. It actually goes back to galactically when women, many, 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 many thousands of years ago, and Tim will expand upon this, that's why he's going to be here to do so, when women were in charge because of their heart-brain coherence, and the light body of the soul. And then the men accepted it as such, and then it got changed through religious organizations, camouflaging. The Milky Way comes into play, leadership, lower vibrations, ego, stage vibrational soul, greed and power, 55th teaching class, false teachings of a corrupt world organization. You will not be able to hear the audio of Tim's tape. I'm going to access his tape, and I'm going to translate it. We'll stop. I'm sure if you can vaguely hear that background music. We'll be silent for about 20 minutes. I'm sorry, seconds. You wish for the path to oneness and the golden ones by Tim Doyle. False teachings of world organizations. False teachings of corrupt world organizations, spiritual training school is the Galactic Ones and the Golden Ones, which Tim was blessed to be introduced to over a large, long time career, 52 years in counting. Tim and I have gone over his bio in many multiple pre-appearances here before. Tim joined me maybe 3-4 times last calendar year already. Probably 3-5 times this year. We've done a couple of audio radio shows, a couple of videos. We're still working on the upcoming video in the next series, but I would highly recommend. It's about 11 minutes and 56 seconds in its duration with Tim at the narration. Love to have you listen to it of your own volition. Those of you that are familiar with the membership program, which I'm a proud member of. So, going to bear on your patience a little bit here, doing this off the cuff in lieu of Tim being able to join us in a couple of hours, which I was going to blend into this as a replay of what he and I were going to record. So, it'll be a little stop and go as I listen to Tim and then literally recanter it back. So it'll be maybe 5 minutes. I keep saying 5 minutes, 5 second to 10 second break in between. Here we go. Okay, quickly, Tim overviews how God's characteristics are all formulated in the light body as we descend to Earth as human beings. God's characteristics are embedded in the soul's light body. Embedded characteristics are actually activated once the bodies arrive here on Earth for spiritual training school. Tim and I talked about the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, which are portions of this equation, in a previous episode. Conscious mind, basically synopsized, teaches us our trial and errors and tribulations of the human equation. Okay, the purpose of the subconscious mind is to store these truths in the subconscious, in the light body. Tim is a co-God creator, and the Golden Ones are the students, Tim, myself, are students of the Golden Ones who are co-creating. They're women govern the land. Because of their peaceful strides, heart brain connection, and it brought harmony and equilibrium to the community and their communities, fully acceptable by the men within. Okay, that was the onset of heartfelt and logic. Men assisting the women with the heartfelt through logic. That's a great place to take another quick 10-second break. Thanks for the interruption. Thanks for allowing me to update you on the fly with Tim Doyle's announcement. So we'll come back. We'll close out this session about radio podcasting as a whole. More upcoming episodes with Tim and myself, as I'm a member of the program, and I'm also fascinated in recantering these individual segments. So we'll be right back, and this all ties into broadening our horizons and our scopes through self-edification. We'll be right back. Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, welcome back, everybody, and we're going to make this about another 10 minutes to keep it somewhere around 30 minutes in this main mentor moment, both in business and in life. And this is a perfect example today. Thanks for bearing with us, and I want to end this slowly on the 10-minute segue out. It's such a glimpse of life tied into the podcasting element of equipment, appointments, cyberspace, weather, the world arena, interference, pink noise. One of the most daunting challenges for any podcaster, new, old, seasoned, somewhere in between. What the hell are you doing here? Who am I? Admiral Starkdale, goofing around. It's clear audio, for sure, which makes every episode sound more professional and more professionally produced. Now, going back to my analogies and subjects and studies of the history of radio, I'll pick that up again tomorrow where we do the shows daily. But if you think about sound engineers, which I rapidly have learned to have a great appreciation for over the last 6 years of doing this every day, they, the ones that work on really big podcasts, are basically artistic physicists, for sure. For sure, and I mean that. And Greg is definitely one of them that I alluded to putting our show together at freedomsnot.org. And I say my show, I'm a blessed guest. It's not my show in any way, shape, form. It's our show. Of the message, but Greg and Seth are the creators and Greg was so benevolent to show us those behind the scenes. I love it. I love that kind of stuff. So, Kindred Souls equipment, snapping in, snapping out, breathe in, breathe out, pun intended. Sound engineers who do work on big podcasts are basically, in my humble opinion, for sure, artistic physicists, because they're armed with such a room full of equipment in most instances with shows of that magnitude. The truth is, plenty of popular podcasts, you know, not necessarily singling mine out. We like to think that we're growing in that regard, thanks to yourselves. But podcast shows, popular podcast shows that are out there, recorded in the corner of the creator's little bedroom offices, 1,000-square-foot condos, warehouses, what have you. Don't need to spend thousands of dollars to hire a professional sound mixer. It would be wonderful if we were blessed and facilitated to do so, especially those of us of a certain age. And somewhere along the way, whoever may be a grumpy old man, well, who the hell would be that? If you ever come across him or her, I guess a little bit. But a few pieces of equipment in the constant vigilance, and sometimes maybe just your cell phone. Been there, done that, on all of the above. And for sure, the right space will get you where you need to be. Sometimes it's just life conditions. Where is that ideal spot within the spot, within your abode, or whatever? Ideally, for me, would be an off-campus studio. Reality? Not gonna happen. So how do you choose an ideal and quiet spot for your home studio? If y'all want to exchange your thoughts on how you're doing that where applicable, that would be great fodder at my voicemail message board. How to tame ambient sound and improve quality, audio quality in your home studio. What are you doing? How are you doing it? What works for you? What's your favorite equipment? Do you remember when? Are you upstairs over your garage? Are you doing it during, before your work? What have you? This is why I try to give back on these shows. I am retired. And I do these mean mentor moments in business and in life. We'll get to the business part at the audio show a little bit later, starting to phase out here. There's lots of ideas about setting up podcast studios. But it's an iterative process. Lots of people start with mobile phones and walk-in closets. Actually, walk-in closets, truth be told, all humor aside, the perfect place for me to do this would be my half bath that I just painted, which is a converted closet. And we're closing the door. Seriously? Sit on the proverbial throne and podcast to y'all. I have never done that, by the way. I joke a little tiny bit, but that would be the most soundproof room in this house. And, you know, we do the best we can. Peripheral noise, living in a condo association, living near a pretty well-trafficked thruway. This ever-increasing world where there's sirens of all natures with an increasing frequency, and God bless those medically transporting and so on and so forth. Y'all know what I'm saying. So you start with your mobile phone sometimes, walk-in closets sometimes, hopefully expand as your audience grows right along with you and indulging on each other's patience. It's a two-way street. Some of you are traveling, hopefully while you're tuned in on this, and safely on your audio, on radio, or whatever, and doing your 9-to-5. Some of you are doing podcasts. Many of you have been on my shows, avowing your wares in both regards. External noises are part of this new world. Pink noise is what you want to keep out on a lot of levels. We'll get back to talking about that. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. the neighbor's apartment, the air conditioner, the cranky guy up or downstairs, Joe Blow, three doors down, great band, not Joe Blow, but just... In some regards, we can't just pick up our houses and move, and in some regards, we have to do what we have to do and live accordingly. But lawnmowers, like when my condo association crew comes, you know, they can't say, hey, listen, Grandpa Bill's doing his show, man. We gotta wait. I goof around a little bit. It's just life. But many of these noises are hard to isolate because we're unable to tune them out. And then subliminally thinking, maybe, I hope an ambulance doesn't come while I'm talking to Tim and China or my best friend, or you, or all of us, and y'all my best friends. Reverb, another subject we could do a whole show on. It's a sound wave that bounces off surfaces wherever sometimes and back to a microphone. In life, reverb is what gives sound its richness when it's working properly, as it helps us locate where a noise actually originated, and then you can dub it out with the sophistication of apps and so on and so forth, and whatever platforms we're all on and what those packages offer and so forth. So small interior rooms, the first goal, to find a small room. My house accommodates that because it's small. Why? Think about the sound in a large auditorium. Sound waves travel far away and then bounce back, creating a long echo, 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 echo. Then they reverberate. Grandpa Bill goofing around now. But the extreme reverb can and does make it hard for listeners to understand what we're saying. It's always hard to understand what I'm saying. Oh, I'm right there with you. We do these shows for other reasons. It's got nothing to do with me, other than my capacity to be in the porcelain junction box. That has a real lot to do with me. So on the other hand, a small room like a guest bedroom, home office, leaves less space for sound waves to bounce around, since the rate, you know, they return so fast by being that small. It produces less perceptible reverb, that much easier to drown out in post-production. Again, whomever your apps are, the great ones, Riverside on Sound, and so on and so forth. I'm a member of, by the way, to different degrees, utilizing the best elements of all of the softwares that I can on a fixed income budget, another main mentor moment. So you can create similar small room effects in a larger space with room dividers and so forth. Freestanding, folding fixtures, portable walls, padding. But it does help to sit towards the center of your podcast studio room. I'm experimenting with that as well. Range of mics that keep the reverb equal on all sides and less noticeable on the recording tracks. A couple of rooms to avoid, definitely, are garages. When I used to have one, I don't think I ever did podcasting out of a garage. I think I was a guest on a garage podcast show one time, though. Way back. Who cares? But garages, not good. And rooms that share a wall with a neighbor can be really tough, depending on the insulation in between, how rambunctious he or she may be, their headbangers, or you like to dance around, and, you know, it goes both ways. Garages have terrible acoustics and usually little insulation from any kind of an outside sound. Podcasting from a shared walled room leaves your recording vulnerable to the neighbor's coffee grinder or barking dog, or depending on how thin the walls are, in, you know, amorous moments, you'd be surprised not in my present abode. I'm flashing back to some apartments I had in the days of old when the walls were literally paper thin. They do tell stories.
Keep away from appliances. Our brains adapt to ignore repetitive sounds, repetition, pink noise. Just noise. There's a lot of noise of all forms. Sit in a room long enough and you'll forget the noisy air conditioner is there. That's oblivious, predisposed, monkey-minded we are. So podcasting, recording isn't so forgiving. It'll pick up every sound, place, right, left. Dogs, cats. Cats are beautiful. Open door policy. Everyone that comes to this show understands that's the way it is, Alfie. They rule this domain, and that's the way it should be. I meditate with my animals. I do it, so it's not so much that. But yip, 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 yap, yap, yap. That's why I always put my clients when they're done. My clients, not my clients, they're my guests on the show. That's a foible slip from doing something long ago, far away in the form of business life, ingrained somewhere up in these toys in the attic. All right, starting to fade out today, literally and figuratively, for this show. You want to try to keep away from humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and in the heat of the night in the summer, while you got the air conditioning going, so you can do the job in comfort. It's a vicious cycle. We do what we can. Buzzy light bulbs, chimey clocks, microwaves, clothes washers, dryers, doing your laundry. I kid around. One of the many things that podcasters forget is your laptop. Keep it as far away from the mic as possible, and there's the rub. That's the double entendre. To get up on top of the mic, to be able to do the video when you do it from a laptop. Trials and tribulations of podcasters, folks. Those of you that know it, live it, and breathe it. We're kindred souls. Closing out multiple tabs. Don't leave the door open. The windows open. Grandpa Bill has a horrendous habit of doing that. I'm into so many research windows, panels, self-enrichment programs. Close them behind you. It's a good metaphor for life, by the way. So do it yourself. Sound absorption and diffusion. You guys and gals have stuck with me through thick and thin. Y'all know previous to the 6 years, my track record with blogs, vlogs, edit rooms, being behind the mic, for sure, easily over 4,000 times of all nature. So stay with me, keep with me, sound diffusion, sound exclusion, absorption, it's the message. It's the message by my provocative guests. You guys and gals, we're getting better. With your help, if we can put back into the business with equipment and so forth, we'll talk about that at the business shows. When, where, and if. And on my part-time market shares, where they come to fruition, that's what I do. I put it back into the business, trying to upgrade equipment. Background noises. And continuing to have intriguing, provocative guests and large intuitive groups. And blessed souls like yourselves paying it forward. Everybody knows somebody that's up against it, contemplating what it's all about. Alfie, we drone out the pink noise, no flight, no fear. We do it arm in arm, communally, in protection of all wild animals being driven out of their natural environment. Feral animals, rescue animals, domesticated pets are challenged as well. Good foods, medicines, being more challenged in that regard. Their people, our plants in this planet. Hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information. Thank you again, those that are here by our invitation. Your own teams that you're nurturing, the peripheral support teams from the groups that I'm blessed to be in. Thank you. Continue paying it forward. We're blessed to be members of many large intuitive groups. We're changing old broken mindsets, one star seed at a time. Come together, it's powerful. Join us at the weekly coherence meetings led by Seth, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, each and every Tuesday. Join me here, continue to pay it forward. Join us with live guests, in-studio guests, mnemonic guests, getting around a little bit. I couldn't put together a virtual guest for Tim that quickly. We'll do that again for fun. We'll say bye-bye for now. Make it a safe and productive day. Peace, everybody.